Iran's police chief, General Ismail Ahmadi Mogaddam, has publicly acknowledged pro-democracy protesters were tortured while in custody at the Karizak detention center in Tehran. The detention center was recently closed by an order of Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. According to the Guardian newspaper, the head of the detention center and three policemen who beat dissidents are now in jail. Human rights groups say three activists died after they were tortured at the Karizak detention center. General Mogaddam denied any responsibility for the deaths. In late July, 140 dissidents were released and provided vivid reports of beatings, torture, and rape of prisoners. Three prominent dissidents died while in police custody. Included among the dead was Mohsen Ruhollahmini, the son of a prominent conservative and an advisor to presidential candidate Mohsen Rezaei. His family says he died of a heart attack and bleeding in his lungs. Islamic authorities in Iran conducted a show trial of 100 opposition figures, saying they attempted to overthrow the government. Among those accused was Iranian citizen Hossein Rassam, a political analyst at the British embassy in Tehran. The British government protested the proceedings. The Nation magazine reports a former Blackwater manager and a former security contractor have made serious charges against Blackwater founder Eric Prince in depositions filed in federal court in Virginia. The sworn affidavits, related to several civil lawsuits filed by Iraqi citizens, allege a number of crimes committed by Prince, a devout evangelical Christian who controls a series of companies that have been implicated in wrongdoing in Iraq. The two men, whose identities are protected by the court, claim Prince facilitated the murder of individuals cooperating with a federal investigation of Blackwater. Prince is also alleged to have used his private planes to ship illegal or unlawful weapons into Iraq. Blackwater has been under federal investigation since the September 16, 2007 shooting in Nisour Square in Baghdad that killed 17 Iraqi civilians. Five Blackwater guards are awaiting a criminal trial on manslaughter charges. A sixth guard pled guilty to manslaughter charges and is cooperating with prosecutors. Iraqi nationals have filed a number of civil suits against Blackwater, now known as XE Services LLC. The cases are being handled in federal court by private attorney Susan Burke and the Center for Constitutional Rights. Despite various legal challenges to Blackwater, the company has received $174 million in U.S. security contracts in Iraq and Afghanistan from the Obama administration. These contracts were initiated under President Bush, but the State Department has continued to fund them. Progressive legislators like Illinois Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky have called for a total ban on contracts to Blackwater. The Los Angeles Times reports nearly 5 million of the most polluting cars, those built before 1984, have been barred from the popular Cash for Clunkers car rebate program. The exemption was successfully pushed by the Specialty Equipment Market Association, the trade group for companies selling services and parts to classic cars and antique car collectors. Thus, some of the worst gas guzzlers, like a 1981 Ford pickup, will remain on the road. The lobby for antique cars feared the clunkers program would damage the market for replacement parts. Trade groups for junkyards and service garages also opposed the clunker trade-in program because it would have required the destruction of the drivetrain on the clunkers turned in. Currently, cars over 25 years old make up only 2% of the national car market, but they generate a significant amount of air pollution. A 1965 Chevy Malibu, for example, produces 400 times the smog created by a 2009 Chevy Malibu, notes the California Air Resources Board. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Elaine Osowski.